As he runs for higher office, Newark Mayor Cory Booker talks a lot about bringing his insight as chief executive of a crime-ridden inner city to the U.S. Senate and about the ways technology can solve stubborn problems. One example he likes to tout is the gunshot detection technology he brought in to combat gun violence, and he insisted that his police department be more transparent about its efforts to drive down crime. But New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez found that the impact of this technology has been, at best, modest and far from being open about the software's effectiveness. The Newark Police Department is confused about what the gunshot detection system does.
In 2007, four college students forced to kneel down behind an elementary school in Newark were shot execution style from close range in the back of their heads. Newark Mayor Cory Booker stood before the national media and announced that to help prevent shooters from getting away, the city would install gunshot detection sensors.
A very powerful another tool in the fight against violent crime.
These sensors are essentially microphones, strategically placed in high crime neighborhoods. Of all the sounds of a city, they isolate any noise that sounds like gunfire.
You'll hear
Sergeant Marvin Carpenter oversees the gunshot detection system in Newark.
It sounds like gunfire, but it also sounds like fireworks.
Police are trained to differentiate the sounds. Booker also had cameras installed in Newark next to some of the sensors to try to record an image of the person who shot the gun.
You can actually capture the perpetrators in their actions.
But Newark police, like Sergeant Carpenter, say that hasn't happened often.
And how often do you think you actually find the person?
What do you
like the victims, person who shot the gun, potentially?
That's, you know, you got to understand, we get the activation. By the time the unit gets there, you're talking about 3 or 4 minutes have gone by. So when we get there, usually the perp is not in the area.
For more than half of the sensors in Newark, there's no accompanying camera for several blocks. And Carpenter says that's part of the problem.
So you might pick up a vehicle taking off. You might pick up somebody discharging a weapon. It's very rare.
It's very rare?
Yes, because you would have to have cameras at every corner of the city in order for that, you know, to actually work.
It costs Newark taxpayers $80,000 a year to maintain the current system. But critics argue it actually costs much more than that. In the last 3 years, 75% of the gunshot alerts were false alarms. But police are often still deployed, just in case there is a shooter. George Mouchon says that's a lot of police resources being diverted.
Everybody proceeds over there, code 3, to get over there with a guy with a gun shooting a gun out there. When you get there, it's nothing more than a truck backfiring.
Mouchon was a police officer in Trenton for 40 years and is now the president of the Trenton City Council.
See, now you can jeopardize everybody going over there, you know, past the speed limit, and you're putting everybody on a wild goose chase.
Last year, Trenton City Council members decided not to continue using ShotSpotter after a Christmas Day shooting went undetected.
You know, when he went back and listened to the ShotSpotter, it never went off. Never went off. So you got a guy shot in the back of the head that's dead, laid on the street approximately 6 hours until he was discovered.
Booker has been campaigning for a seat in the U.S. Senate on the effectiveness of ShotSpotter. And when Booker went down to the state capitol recently praising the gunshot technology, Mouchon says he challenged the Senate candidate to prove its effectiveness.
And I came right behind him and said, you know, basically, it didn't work for Trenton. I ain't saying it didn't work in Newark, but show me your stats.
The sergeant who oversees the program in Newark said the department doesn't have the resources to tally up the number of times ShotSpotter has led to an arrest. But after months of requests and obvious confusion within the police department, New Jersey Public Radio did obtain these numbers. Of the close to 4,000 times that gunshot detection sensors went off in the last 3 years, 17 shooters were arrested on scene.
On April 11th of this year at 22 Holland Street, ShotSpotter went off. Officers responded to the scene.
That's Newark Police Director Samuel DeMeo.
When they got to the scene, they recovered a .380 caliber handgun and 14 spent shell casings. They also made an arrest of a 25-year-old male at that location.
DeMeo says even a small success rate is worth it. He says the effectiveness of ShotSpotter is not just in the number of guns recovered or the number of people arrested.
Regardless of what that number is, for us to be able to know when a gunshot goes off immediately and not have to wait for somebody to pick up a phone and call us, it's invaluable to us.
The police chief says the sensors give officers an actual location to start their investigation. That's especially useful when 911 calls don't come in. A spokesperson for Mayor Booker said it can also allow police to get to shooting victims faster, which has meant the difference between life and death, he says. This is all part of what the sensors are designed to accomplish, according to the president of ShotSpotter, Ralph Clark. But he wants police departments to use the technology to track the results and then communicate them with the public.
Here are the number of activations that we got. Here's what the outcomes of those activations were. We were able to recover X number of weapons, capture these many perpetrators, aid these many victims, recover these many shell casings. But that's not what we do. That's obviously what the agency does.
Police in Camden, Patterson, and East Orange are not keeping some of the most basic data, like the number of times sensors pick up gunshots or how often it helps police arrest a shooter. And in Newark, Mayor Booker says the technology serves as a deterrent. He says it reduces the confidence criminals have that they can shoot a gun in Newark and get away with it. But the number of violent crimes in Newark has continued to rise throughout Booker's tenure as mayor. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.